Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, September 9th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Barack Obama says the USA is better off under Biden than it was under Trump. Governor DeSantis holds a slight lead in his race for re-election. The CDC rolls out another COVID booster. A new survey ranks the most sober states in the nation. Also coming up, the message of the day, update listeners, sound off. But first, former President Obama returning to the White House for the unveiling of his presidential portrait. Mr. Obama swiping at Donald Trump during the event, quote, "Joe Biden has successfully guided us through perilous times. The country is better off today than when he took office," unquote. Well, the country is not economically better off. It's not better off at the southern border. And the criminal justice system is not better. But maybe Mr. Obama has another yardstick. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis holding a slight lead in his race for re-election. New poll from AARP shows him holding a 3-point advantage over Democrat Charlie Crist. DeSantis won his last race by less than 0.5%. Up in New York, the contest between Governor Hochul and Lee Zeldin has narrowed in recent weeks. Her Republican challenger now trails by less than 5 points, according to a Trafalgar poll. I cannot call the Zeldin-Hochul race, but I do believe Ron DeSantis will be reelected governor of Florida. A new COVID booster available for all Americans over the age of 12. The updated vax targets the Omicron variant. The injections are being distributed to hospitals, nursing homes, other emergency care facilities. 95 million Americans have contracted COVID since the pandemic began the spring of 2020. More than 1 million have died. A report from the World Population Review lists the most sober places in the USA. States are ranked by alcohol consumption, driest parts: Georgia, Oklahoma, Arkansas, West Virginia, Utah. The average resident in Utah consumes 1 gallon of alcohol a year. The drunkest state, New Hampshire, folks up there drink 5 gallons of booze every 12 months. Bottoms up, indeed. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town, if you wish to opine. That is important. We want all messages to me to be genuine. Let's begin with Lloyd in Bangor, Maine. I believe voting against the Dems this year is a positive and necessary thing. But Republicans do need to discuss solutions for the border, crime, and the economy. I agree with you, Lloyd. It's not enough to just bash President Biden. He is doing a poor job, but we need to see what the other side would do to solve vexing problems. Tanya, Mobile, Alabama. If President Biden pardons his son Hunter, you said, O'Reilly, it'll be a huge scandal. You mean bigger than Afghanistan and the open border? Yes, I do, Tanya. If Joe Biden pardons Hunter Biden after Hunter is indicted on felonies that may link up to the president himself, I think Biden would get impeached if he does that. That's how big a scandal that would be. Fred in Cincinnati, O'Reilly, you stated that the FBI was corrupt and cited three clear examples. What, in your opinion, should be done? Well, the examples cited were the FBI can't find the leaker in the Supreme Court, the Alito memo. It can't get to the bottom of the Durham investigation on Russian collusion. That's been going on more than 3 years. And it can't bring charges against Hunter Biden, when obviously Hunter Biden did a number of nefarious things. So when you're that powerless, something has to be done. So if I were president, I'd appoint a new FBI director, obviously, but I would also bring in an outside special counsel to investigate the entire agency and give me a report. Why is the FBI so inept and corrupt? The American people need to know. Rick in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. The Department of Justice has had plenty of time to filter out and destroy any papers that would be considered attorney-client privilege. Have they not, O'Reilly? Rick, you are in the realm of conspiracy where many millions of Americans live. So all of the classified information that went from the White House to Florida was chronicled. So they cataloged it. That's how the National Archives knew it didn't get all the top secret information from the White House that it should have gotten, according to the National Archives. There's a catalog. So now you're telling me the FBI is going to go in, the Department of Justice is going to destroy papers? That would be impossible. That would lead to prison terms. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And we got two killing books, Killing the Killers, out now. September 27th, Killing the Legends, about Elvis Presley, John Lennon, Muhammad Ali. We hope you check both of those out. In a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1956, a 21-year-old musician from Mississippi sang on The Ed Sullivan Show the song Hound Dog. The performer, Elvis Presley. The appearance sparked a culture war in the USA. Here is the story. During the broadcast, the camera focused on Elvis's face, but something he was doing below the waist was causing screams from girls in the audience. He was gyrating. The Ed Sullivan crowd reached a fever pitch during Hound Dog. Hit it.
You ain't nothing but...
All right, with the shake of his hips, Elvis Presley ushered in a new era of music, rock and roll performance. Preachers across the country accused the musician of promoting premarital sex among teenagers. Protests were organized in St. Louis, Nashville, Memphis, other cities. Churches burned copies of Presley's records. Some accused him of working on behalf of Satan. Despite the backlash, Elvis Presley's appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show launched one of the most successful acts in music history. Throughout his 20-year career, the King of Rock racked up 18 number one singles and another 40 in the top 10. Elvis sold more than 1 billion albums in every single country on earth, including North Korea. He appeared on dozens of TV shows, in movies, and of course, televised concerts. Sadly, fame did take its toll on Elvis Presley. In August of 1977, the King of Rock was discovered dead at his home in Tennessee. Doctors ruled the cause of death a likely heart attack, but it was years of hardcore drug abuse. Elvis Presley was just 42 years old when he expired. For the complete story behind the demise of Elvis, please check out my upcoming book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. It will be out September 27th. Back after this.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.